Flee from it, as far as I'm concerned. I'd rather just remove myself from a situation than there should be strife. Sometimes, you know, like Paul and Barnabas, they had a bit of a division between them. They just went their separate ways. They parted company, but they did not part the bonds of fellowship. As far as they didn't count each other as evil, they just went their separate ways. Sometimes that can be of God. Doesn't this, you know, let it not be over, let there be no bitterness in it. If it, you know, unless it is obviously about something very core and central to the gospel, to the foundation. Let no man deceive himself. That's a good verse to tattoo on the inside of your eyelids. I haven't said that in all these teachings yet. I always talk about things I'd like to tattoo on the inside of my eyelids, meaning that I would always remember them. And I, this is one thing that, you know, I can't resist. Verse 18, let no man deceive himself. That word is expatio. Actually, it's pronounced exapatao, right? Meaning to seduce wholly. To cheat or delude. I'm saying that because of my former teacher, he talked about when the serpent beguiled Eve, it's the same word. That it meant something more than he deceived her. So those of you who are former students of his, note that this is the same word. You know, how do you deceive yourself? Well, by thinking you're wise. Let yourself be, look at yourself as a fool instead. Does that mean we should behave foolishly? No, the wisdom of God, there is wisdom. Remember what he said in the previous chapter? You know, Christ is what? It's not to stand in wisdom, right? But what he says, Jesus Christ, here we go. Verse 30 of chapter 1 had said, of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us. This is what Jesus is. Remember, no other foundation can man lay than Jesus. He is made wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. That's all part of your foundation. Jesus is our wisdom. When it says be a fool, it doesn't mean be a fool like a dummy in the Bible. What it means to be a fool in the world. Meaning, let the world think you're dumb. Not necessarily dumb like, duh, but let it think that, you know, like, let's just use a very simple example. You know, like, why do you waste your time going into church all the time? Why do you waste your time studying the Bible all the time? You know, why don't you let yourself, you know, you're like, oh, you should have fun. Drink a little. Oh, I feel sorry for you. It's like, ah, he's stupid. He doesn't want to drink. He's a sissy. And many more things. Or like, how about this? Turn the other cheek to maybe, what, you stupid? Don't let them get away with that. You stand up for your rights. You become a fool. Oh, what a fool he is. And just let that person get away with that. Now, I've seen the evil fruit of people who try to apply man's wisdom to God's word, as opposed to letting God's word teach them what wisdom is. I remember, I'm going to pick on Arnold Murray, because he's my former teacher. But I remember he talked about, you know, turn the other cheek. That doesn't mean Christians are going to be doormats. His disciples are the most obnoxious people. Many of them. Not all, you know. I mean, I'm not going to care. But it has, the fact that he denies a lot of those things, turn the other cheek, you know, he denies all that stuff, exalts conflict, and he has the most the infighting among those people is astonishing. I mean, that was the first thing that I noticed. I mean, I infought when I was in that group. But I remember when I got on an email thing, the first thing I noticed was the way they were just slamming each other. It's not like, you know, because you know why? Because the doctrines minister questions. False doctrines always minister questions, and people get all caught up trying to answer them. The truth should not minister questions, but grace. And so the things I want to teach to you about righteousness, so I'm trying to minister things, but by the grace of God, you would have salvation. Even people who disagree with me, you got to understand, it's like what I'm doing is I want to make Christ to people wisdom, righteousness, sanctification. These are the things I preach. Maybe you find some of the things I'm saying hard, the things I build on that against the denominations and so on. Maybe those things are a bit hard to hear. Because it's the truth that God has given me. And I have to follow that. The wisdom of this world is foolishness with God. Let's all just join together. We all believe in Jesus. And you think, well, that's the wisdom of the Bible. It's being applied in a worldly way. Because they say, because again, the apostles said, if anyone doesn't abide in the doctrine of Christ, they're not of God. Well, they say, well, as long as we just have Jesus, without really understanding what that means. If the apostles saw the people who were trying to join together, they wouldn't join with any of them. And I guess the reason, you know, Paul, but he's talking about the world. Why do you keep talking about the church? Because to me, the church is worldly. The denominational things, it's all of the world. It's all the way. See, remember Paul said carnal is this dividing and being in denominations. The product of, you know, 1800 plus years of divisions is not worth trying to get back together with or try to unify. It's just corruption gone rampant. God is calling you out of those groups, not to have those groups. Whatever they do together, and they are, like I said before, they are unified. I'm not going to get on that rant again. I remember it well, though. Unified in wickedness. Unified in false doctrine. Unified in denying righteousness. Unified in so many ways. The wisdom of this world is foolishness with God, for it is written, he taketh the wise in their own craftiness. In a sense, this is why I guess I'll just give you what comes to my mind. I think of science, right? By science, they cannot know God. And that's how God takes them in their own craftiness. Because their own wisdom leads them away from God. And